she has told an Italian press agency that she will be looking to ask for a divorce, but it's still pretty unclear what the exact reasons are. We can speculate that this is linked to her complaint last week about her husband allegedly putting up as candidates for European elections a number of young female TV presenters, Big Brother contestants, and singers, which she described as shamelessly trashy. It could also be related to the fact that Berlusconi was reportedly spotted at the birthday party in a Naples nightclub of a blonde 18-year-old girl. And it struck Veronica Lario at the time that it was odd, given that Berlusconi had failed to turn up for the 18th birthday of his own children.
Now, will there be much surprise in Italy about these allegations?
No one is really shocked by this, particularly given that in 2007 she had already written an open letter to an Italian newspaper blasting Berlusconi for having flirted at a TV awards show with a TV showgirl and also with another person, Mara Carfagna, who he later nominated as his Minister for Equal Opportunities.
What is Berlusconi's standing in the popularity stakes there at the moment like?
Very good. He has deftly handled the recent earthquake in Abruzzo. He's been up there a lot and has been appearing to be very much in charge of the rescue efforts and now the reconstruction efforts. He himself boasted the other day that his popularity figures were higher than Obama's. So he's really riding the crest of a wave at the moment. So that might also help him get through this.
I mean, nothing seems to really, you mentioned Obama. He made that gaffe about mentioning the colour of Obama's skin. I mean, even things like that don't seem to affect his standing, do they?
He loves to play to the gallery. He loves to be the comedian who is very much outside mainstream politics. And that wins him a lot of points here. He directs a lot of these comments to, if you like, an imaginary bloke at the bar who would chuckle and say, good old Silvio, he's not like the rest of these drab politicians. And to a certain extent, I think that works.